Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance. From the GunBroker.com studios.
On the Crossbreed Holsters Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
It's 2021, and we're in a new decade.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Oh, and the enemies are out there. The enemies are out there. They get stronger every day. That's why we have to be here. That's why we have to do what we do. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Welcome inside the Armed American Radio GunBroker.com studios with me today. I'm on the Crossbreed Holsters microphone. Every bit of this being brought to you today, presented by X Insurance. We're going to go there with X Insurance on the weekend broadcast if I can get everything together. If not, I may push it off to the following weekend, but I have a lot to tell you, to talk to you about with X Insurance and why you need to be looking at this company and forget that other stuff. There's a huge difference. And let's not forget Daniel Defense. Freedom, passion, precision. I busted out and made my purchase yesterday. Can't wait to get my paws, my mitts on that Daniel Defense M4A1. Oh, I had pictures of it up yesterday. I'm not gonna do it again today. It just makes me want to drool. As I mentioned before, over the last few days, not a lot of new news, but a lot of changes to the stories that are already out there, which is typical when you've got these weird news cycles like this. We're here to talk about it with me today, Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, KQAM, Wichita's big talker, the millennial general, as he is known here on Armed American Radio. Andy Hoosier, how you doing, brother?
Mark, I am living the dream. The millennial general reporting for duty, as always.
Let's start with go woke, go broke. What do you think? Now, it's arguably, funny. This it's doesn't have a lot to do with guns, but...
Yeah, well, I mean, it's important. I mean, look, I mean, they're trying to change the fabric of society, not only by taking guns away, but by corrupting our young children, making us try to look up to these yahoos that are out there trying to represent the country. And guess what? Karma's a you-know-what, because they're coming back and they're losing left and right in the Olympics. They're trying to, you know, support Black Lives Matter. They're trying to burn the flag. They're trying to disrespect it. And guess every one of them's losing. So apparently they're more concerned about their political agenda and trying to promote whatever garbage they want to, out, as opposed to actually training and, you know, doing their job and trying to win competitions. So I say good riddance, and the karma's coming back to bite them. I have zero sympathy.
Yeah, bye-bye, right? I couldn't care less. So let's talk a little bit about some of that wokeness. Last year, National Basketball Association, worst ratings ever in its history. Worst ever in its history. The NBA is a popular sport. Highest paid athletes, NBA athletes. This year, second worst. And I don't remember where I read this, but I saw somewhere that they were trying to pull a George Costanza, the famed character from Seinfeld, just forgetting that it happened in hopes that it would just all go away. But it's not. It's not going to go away. NFL. Well, before I go to the NFL, let's go to the Olympics first, because that's current. NFL's coming up next. They get to go into the training sessions here. They report to camp any day now, from what I understand, if they haven't already. I don't know. I don't follow that garbage anymore ever since that. They are in camp now, Greg? Okay, some teams are reporting. So it's upon us. But we've got Olympics coming up. Now, I find this fascinating. There's a lot of dynamics in play with this one. Did you see the Swedish team beat the U.S. women's soccer team? Did you see that?
Yeah, pretty badly, like 3-0, which, you know, that was kind of funny. I laughed a little bit.
I guess in soccer that's beating them badly, 3-0, right? I mean, I consider getting beat like 50-0, but I'm used to, you know, sports that have higher scores. But yeah, I guess in soccer that's pretty bad. Now, the Swedish team, all white, blonde females. That's it. You know, people are talking about this. Yet they're taking a knee. The Swedish team took a knee on the field when the Americans took a knee. Here's what I say about that. I don't care what the Swedish team does. I don't care. They're playing along to get along. I don't know what kind of problems they have, wokeness in Sweden, okay? I have no idea. However, I care about the American team. The American team takes a knee, and as long as the American team will not stand for our – I hope they get beat. And I hate to say that, but here's where I'm going to draw. It's not going to matter, because I'm not going to be watching it, Andy. I'm not going to watch it. Are you? I don't care about it anymore. It's what it's doing to me.
No, No, of course not. No. And again, I mean, Sweden, they can do whatever they want to take their knee. They're one of those, again, Nordic Scandinavian countries where they don't have this issue. So they just do it because they try to go along to get along. Remember, mm-hmm. I mean, they're up there by Switzerland where they just don't like to take opinions and take a stance. So they're just kind of going with the flow, doing their thing. So I got nothing against them. I don't care what they do. And I'm sure that far north, they have very few individuals with a darker skin than glow in the dark, because that's where I'm primarily from as well. So they don't get it. They're not into it. They don't care. It has nothing to do with them. It's the fact that our soccer team did that while, again, it reminds me of like the family. And this goes along with politics as well within the Republican Party. But you got to remember, we need to keep our battles inward with our own issues. In the Republican Party, our battles stay within the primaries. And then by the general election, we need to be focused as a fronted force to go against the evil of a country, which is the left side of the aisle, progressive values and Democrats. The same needs to be with the country as a whole. We can have our bickering. We can have our little festival of, you know, throwing a fit and throwing temper tantrums and wanting to burn the flag or disrespect the country or promote Black Lives Matter, whatever you want to do. But the time that you get on an international stage in Japan, mm-hmm. and you're there representing with an American flag on you, saying that you represent in your field, you are the best in our country, and you're going up against the best in the entire world. Guess what? Those issues go out the door. You're not there to try and make that statement, because you're not trying to shame other Americans at that time. You are representing the country. You are a symbol of the representative of the United States of America. And if you can't represent, then you need to go. So I am so glad they lost. I'm so glad they got beaten, that they're done, and that they don't have to go even to the opening of the Olympics on Friday to actually represent the U.S. in any way, shape, or form. Get your ass back home, do your thing, and go away, because we don't want to hear from you anymore.
Here's what Megan Rapinoe, outspoken leftist on the soccer team, American soccer team, had to say. Quote, "We have people from Team USA from all over the country." So let me stop there. So what? We've always had people on Olympic teams from America from all over the country. Then she continues, "From all backgrounds." I stop her there. So what? We've always had American athletes from all over the country, from all backgrounds. And she continues, "And people literally from all over the world for every other team. So I obviously encourage everyone to use that platform to the best of their ability to do the most good that they possibly can in the world, especially as all eyes are on Tokyo these next couple of weeks." Hey, Megan, all eyes are not going to be on Tokyo these next couple of weeks. These won't. They would have been. It's sad to see what you're bringing American athletics to on a world stage. I don't care anymore. I'm done with it. I got done with the NFL when the NFL, well, you know, Kaepernick. Let's, if you go to Kaepernick, we'll transition to the NFL real fast. Did you want an exclamation point, the Olympics?
Yeah, no, I mean, they're representing the U.S. and they got to remember that. Like you mentioned, I don't care where someone's from on the team in the country. I don't care where people are from around the world. And you're right, people are looking. I mean, young kids are looking at them who want to be athletes and want to play that sport. So people are looking out to them. They need to be the proper representative of that and properly display those flags and represent by respecting the United States, respecting other flags as well when those national anthems are played, and show that we are a true representative of the country when we're standing on an international stage like that. And by respecting other nations while kneeling for ours is a pathetic sign, because that just shows that we have, it's kind of like the girlfriend that you break up with that has low self-esteem because they look at everybody else and they're kind of jealous. That's kind of what we're seeing with right now with the representatives from the U.S. and the Olympics, where we have low self-esteem because we're so terrible because we elected someone like Donald Trump, but yet we're totally cool with other nations. So we'll kneel for our own national anthem, but we won't disrespect the other flags as well. It's sad. It's pathetic. And remember, eyes are on you. So how about you have the proper respect for other countries and for ourselves about how great that our country gave you the opportunity to actually go out and represent the U.S.?
How about America does not have low self-esteem, but the leftist athletes do? How about this?
Yes.
How about standing for the flag or for the national anthem on the international stage, recognizing that anthem and the American flag give you the opportunity to be a bonehead and do whatever you want to do off the world stage while you're not on the world stage? I support everybody's right to protest anything they want in this country. They have a right. That's what America's all about. I have no problem with that whatsoever. But when you're on that international stage, you're representing this country, me, my family, and I don't stand with you on that. We don't have enough time to go to the NFL, so we'll kind of use that to segue when we come back, because I gave up on the NFL when Kaepernick started pulling off his garbage. Boy, was I right. Now you've got that joke, the NFL commissioner, the rest of them. How long is it going to be before they're erecting a statue to this guy? Who walks around with Fidel Castro on his shirt and Che Guevara and the rest of these leftist loons and goons who have caused so much misery and death? In Cuba alone, we're talking about specifically with Che Guevara and Castro, but the ideology as a whole around the world. When we come back, we'll talk about it, because apparently now it's okay to represent that point of view as an American athlete with millions and Lamborghinis and claim you're broke.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believe in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
AAR self-defense fans, I am extremely excited to be introducing you to the latest, most effective non-lethal self-defense product I think I've ever seen. It's called the Defense Alert Device, or the DAD, by Tigerlite. When I saw this device, I immediately reached out to the owner. At only 5 inches long and 4.6 ounces, this thing can be openly carried in the palm virtually everywhere. My 18-year-old daughter now carries this thing, as does my wife. Consisting of a chemical spray and a powerful 5-mode blinding light, the DAD, when activated, also sends an alert and your GPS location to any of your contacts anywhere in the world, alerting them to your situation. This thing is life-saving and can be carried by anybody, hiking, leaving work, whatever the situation. Check out the Tigerlite, at tigerlite.net. Use the promo code AAR15 and get 15% off. The first 20 that do that will also get free shipping. This thing is the real deal. My kid carries it. I trust it. You can trust it. Tigerlite.net. AAR15. Take 15% off. First 20 of you get free shipping.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow foam and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Hey guys, Mark here. No music in the background for this spot. I want you to hear what I'm telling you here. You know from listening to the show that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you didn't know is that there are now over 6 million registered users. Think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million. That's 1 million items listed every single day. Every single day. So I promise you that if you can't find it on your store shelves, you'll find it at GunBroker.com. That's GunBroker.com. Go register. It's 100% free. This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show. Indeed, I was looking at some of the comments during the break, and I believe it was Glenn Somerville. Glenn, I think it was you that said the names on the front of the uniforms, the name on the front of the uniforms is more important than the name on the back. Of course, that being the country that you represent. Very true statement. And I didn't catch in time where that came from, but that was a quote, I believe, from a coach, from an athletic coach. Nonetheless, I think that was fantastic. Andy Hoosier, Voice of Reason, welcome back inside the GunBroker.com studios with me. You are on the Crossbreed Holsters mic with me, bud. You've sat in the chair before and actually wielded that Crossbreed Holsters microphone. We appreciate that. All this being presented to you today by X Insurance and, of course, our newest partner, Daniel Defense, and all of our partners. We'll talk about them in just a few moments. Let's go. I was going to the NFL. Let's go there to the National Football League. This one, you know, I grew up a football fan. I grew up playing football as a kid, Pee Wee League all the way up into high school before I moved to too many high schools. And, you know, and it was just no longer made any sense when you're a sophomore and you're in your third school. It just, you know, they had their teams already built up. So, and I wasn't good enough to just come flying in and make the team. But nonetheless, I grew up a football fan. I have a long history. My grandfather was really good friends with Chuck Knoll, the Steelers head coach. I've got signed memorabilia. I've got letters from Chuck Knoll about my grandfather and what a cool guy he is. I've got all that stuff, and it's cool. And to think that it pains me to a point now, I don't even care. Won't even watch it anymore. This is what it's doing to me, Andy. That bothers me as a fan. I spent a lot of money on season tickets for the Buccaneers, and trust me, listeners, when you're paying tons of money back in the day when the Buccaneers couldn't win a football game, all right, it pains me to see this, and it pains me to feel this way, but I'm at a point now, Andy, where I don't care. I hope they go broke. I don't care if the league survives. I mean, isn't that terrible to say? This is what they're doing with this politicization of everything that they touch now, that they can't just shut up and play football, that we've got to – it's sickening to me. And that's my opinion, and that's my perspective. So go for it.
No, you're right. I mean, the sad part is people went to sports like that to get away. That was their sanctuary away from politics. They always said, don't talk politics or religion at the dinner table, which I disagree with, and I think you have to keep our young kids educated. But that's what they said because you wanted to be a sports person. You wanted to be involved in sports. It was away from the politics. It was away from the anger. It was away from the division. It was away from that because you could have fun with it. You'd still have your – I guess you want to call partisanship with your, you know, rooting for the home team and talking about the stats and the players. And but you don't even have that much anymore. The sports changed so much because nowadays with trades, you don't have the local down home boys that are representing the team in the local area. You're trading from all over the country to find the best players all over the country. So you don't even get the down home feel of it any longer, which is unfortunate. So sports have even evolved. But now I think, Mark, we are truly, honestly at a point of just about the quote-unquote great reset or the great awakening or whatever people want to call it, where we're going to have to deal with these issues rather than continuously look the other way, put on the blinders and just move in the direction that we want to. We're going to have to start getting along again in this country, which is really hard because the other side continuously pushes the envelope, pushes that button, and tries to cause some issues. And it's bled into sports. It's bled into entertainment. I mean, how many movies and actors now will you refuse to watch because you can't support what their position is when they came out and said blankety blank about Trump?
I mean, I've lost count. Hold on. That's a great point. You've mentioned a couple of things there. First of all, coming from a millennial is important to hear this because what I'm hearing from you is proof positive that everything we're hearing on the fake news is not true. Okay. They would have you believe that your entire generation thinks this way, and that is patently false. All right.
Yeah.
It is your generation that's out there on the battlefields in Afghanistan. It's your generation sacrificing. Okay. It's not what the media portends it to be. And you are living proof of that, as are all of those heroes and American veterans who gave everything in many cases, thousands of them in your age bracket, that are out there doing the fighting. So that gives me hope. I feel good about that. I feel good when I hear you talk about these things like that because you get it and you understand. You also understand that this is more than sports at this point. So let me just ask you a simple question. How many leftists, then I'm going to go back to the actors because that's something we've talked about on the show before. How many leftists do you see on Twitter complaining about being canceled?
None.
How many actors or actresses do you see complaining about being canceled?
None. I mean, come on, perfect quote of the perfect example of that would be that Kathy Griffin with her with the decapitated picture of Trump's mm-hmm. head on there, and none of that got ever censored.
How many Democrat politicians in Washington, D.C. that you see on news programs being interviewed do you see complaining about being canceled by social media?
You mean the ones that say that all NRA members need to be shot?
Yeah. Do you see any of them?
Or blocked off as well? Yeah, of course not.
This ideology that you're talking about from these actors, from these athletes, to these politicians, is all this leftist. And, you know, sometimes we lose perspective of that because we're on the other side of that, where the media is doing that to us or trying to do it to us or not allowing my Twitter feed, for example. I mean, I see people, you know, joining my Twitter feed all the time. I can't get above 5,400 anymore. At one point, I was double that, and I'm losing. You know, I constantly lose. They just won't. So you know they're playing games with this stuff. We know that. That's been going on for quite some time. Now, let's go back to the actors and actresses. How bad is it? I used to say, you know, give De Niro a pass. I mean, let's face it. Some of his movies are great. I've seen him so many. I can't even watch him anymore. Sean Penn, I blew him off years ago. The only movie I can watch from Sean Penn is Fast Times at Ridgemont High because I've seen it so many times. And that was long before he was the woke joke idiot that he is today. But I've seen it so many times. If I see anything with Sean Penn, I blow right by it. I won't watch it. I won't give him my money. So, yeah, we're taking a stand and we're taking a position. Listener, do you hear what we just said when we opened up this program? I told you, as a patriotic American, that I don't care about the Olympics this year. I couldn't care less. I'm not going to watch it. That saddens me, Andy. That pains me. So I think that should answer your question. I mean, I've lost count, but I'm to a point now where I don't care what happens in the Olympics. Oh, walk into a room. What's going on with that? Pfft, big deal. Turn it on a movie.
Yeah.
Put something else on.
Well,
let me watch let me watch the Serengeti Plains, man. Let me watch those cubs survive and mom chasing other animals down. I'd rather watch that.
Yeah, no, it is. It's unfortunate because there's no sanctuary away from the wokeness, from the politics, and the places where you do think you're getting it. You're getting these subliminal messages from the agenda, from the mainstream media, whether it's music, whether it's Hollywood, whether it's whatever. So you're not getting away from it at all. And that's why I think we're getting to a point of needing to address this and needing the great awakening, the great reset, whatever needs to happen to confront this head on, get rid of the elephant in the room, so to speak, and actually, you know, address the major problems, because we can't watch sports. We can't watch movies. I mean, it's not just overall politics, too. It's Second Amendment issues. I can't watch Liam Neeson anymore after he came out and attacked Second Amendment issues and, you know, it's stupid Americans that carry firearms. I mean, it's
meanwhile,
everywhere.
All of his movies are him with firearms. Okay.
Exactly.
All of his movies are him with firearms. We're getting ready to take a break. I'm glad you transitioned there to the Second Amendment, because this all has something to do with your gun rights, because gun rights are the ultimate freedom. And here in America, and it's interesting, you know, when you look at the Olympics and you see some of these countries, many of them free to do what they do today because of America on this world stage. And this seems to be lost on these woke athletes. Nah, they'll never get my money. Mm-mm, nope, never again. I'm done with it. Back after this with Andy Hoosier.
As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15-style rifles, AR-style pistols, bolt-action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family-owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com.
Hey guys, Mark here, and you know, from listening to the program, you know that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you might not know is that there are over 6 million registered users. I want you to think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million, that's 1 million items listed every single day. I know you can't find what you're looking for on your store shelves. You're no different than I am. I can promise you that what you can't find, you will find at GunBroker.com. It's real simple. GunBroker.com. Go there today. Register like I did. It's 100% free.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convoy Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and together we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com. The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
You are not making a donation to an organization that protects your Second Amendment rights if you're drinking Black Rifle Coffee. I'm just saying, did he go there? He did. He went there. Defender Coffee does. DefenderCoffee.com. DefenderCoffee.com. You can make sure. I give my donations to the Second Amendment Foundation. You can do the same thing. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Studios. This is the GunBroker.com studios, of course, on the Crossbreed Holsters microphone. I got a call from AWR Hawkins this morning. Hey, man, can you send me some information? I need to get a hold of them because I need to get a couple holsters. Crossbreed Holsters has you covered. The promo code over there, AAR21. That gives you 15% off across the board on all of their products. All of this presented to you today by X Insurance, taking the firearms industry by storm, all angles of it. We're going to go deep into this, and then hopefully this Sunday. There's some research that I don't know I'm going to have in time yet. If not this coming Sunday, it will certainly be the Monster Cast after that, but we're looking forward to that. And, of course, Daniel Defense. I bought my Daniel Defense rifle yesterday, the DDM-4A1. I cannot wait. To show you videos. I got to stop talking about that. That just gets me all giddy. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. Come back in here with us, brother.
Hey, well, just to wrap up that kind of that topic and that conversation before the break, and most people already know this, but it's really, really hard sometimes, but it's something we have to do. and that's to adapt, to change, and to really change our spending habits and to change our way of life sometimes in order to support in this crazy world where everything is political. It's hard for maybe the older generation that's more dedicated to certain brands or certain companies based on, you know, the type of oil they put in their vehicle, the type of gun they buy. Second Amendment's kind of one big, you know, nice issue where we get to support any of them, and that goes to the right cause. But from the oil to their music to the movies to the seats, whatever they buy, it's hard to get away sometimes from the brand and to change our way of life. But with how political this entire world has become, all the partners you have on your show, you can change and you can actually support them that go to a good cause. Because if we don't fight that fight, unfortunately, even though it's annoying, even though it's frustrating, even though we want to pull our hair out, if we don't win that fight and if we don't fight it, the other side are masterminds at it. That's what they do.
Well, they will win. They will win. And
exactly.
Let me make this point. We've talked about this for many, many years. I have mentioned myself on this show and as a guest on countless other programs that we bear some responsibility here. Why? How? We continued to pay to send our kids to these expensive schools. We continued to watch their movies and buy their albums and make them millions. We continued to be okay with the bias we were watching. We've had presidents say, well, when you're a Republican, that's just part of what you have to put up with because the news is leftist. No, I'm not buying that. Change the news. Make it right again. Make it great again. It can, if it ever was, we can change these things. And you're correct about that. And as we get more ingrained, as we go deeper and deeper into life, it becomes tougher and tougher and tougher. I tell you that from personal experience. You know, I'm involved with a couple companies right now that I hate being involved with, but I've got many, many years of back roads that to try to undo and unwrap that twine is very, very difficult to do, okay? But we're working on it. We're doing the best that we can, and we try to do things. For example, today, okay, had a Pepsi instead of a Coke. Little things like that. That's just me trying to make that change. Andy, let me bring Greg in here briefly for just a second. Greg, can you make your mic live?
I am here.
All right. During the break, you mentioned when Andy was talking about the Great Reset, and you talked about, you know, the grabbing the whole concept of the Great Reset and making sure that Andy, tell us from your perspective what you meant by that behind the scenes to our audience so that we can put it all and lump it all together with what Andy just said in context of this conversation.
All right, sure.
Well, it's interesting.
Well, hold on, Andy. Hold on. Andy, hold on 1 second. Greg, go ahead.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
All right, so from what I've been observing from watching the Davos group speak and watching from the World Economic Forum speak, these individuals with the Great Reset is an idea to where, with the pandemic coming and the closing of the United States economy, to be able to reset the world economy to where it is on what they would consider more of an even plane, which is, in my view, how they're going to attempt to implement some tenets of socialism within countries that have more freer economies and allow governments to grab more of the profits from the profitable economies, that way that they can kind of spread more of the wealth around to other countries that do not have the same economic opportunities that we do here, as well as implement worldwide strategies on creating more of a world economic government so that they have the opportunity to take in more of the worldly economy and more of the worldly profits to institute into the world government that they're looking to institute. For me, this is more of an interpretation of seeing the new world order come to effect that George H.W. Bush spoke about in 1991. It just has taken this long for them to be able to get it to our shores.
Yeah, and all of this comes at the expense of the American Treasury, by the way.
Absolutely.
Andy, go ahead and respond if you would.
Well, it's funny you mention that because there are so many different interpretations of this Great Awakening, this Great Reset, because everybody, here's the way I interpret it is, you know, animals have an instinct when storms come in. Horses, cows, everybody, they end up turning their back when a storm comes in. We don't know it. It's hours out yet, but they see it. They sense it. They know it's coming, and they turn their backs to get prepared. And we can tell when a storm's coming, when animals begin to react a little bit strange, a little bit differently. As humans, we know something's coming because you're right. There is the Great Reset from the globalist standpoint to where they can collapse the economies at each country level. They can put in this new, stronger United Nations, this one world government, this new new age movement of that sense, to where they can take more control. That's one side of the Great Reset that they're pushing on their end. The other side of it as well, with this Great Reset that many have talked about, was a lot of it from the I guess you want to say the conspiracy theorists and the QAnon supporters, where the Great Reset was going to their theory was that Trump was going to bankrupt the country with more spending to get rid of the Federal Reserve and get back to a more fair basis level without the government having control and exposing all of this corruption going on at the federal level. And that's the Great Reset that the QAnon conspiracy theorists on that side was wanting to push. At the same time with all of this, there's a spiritual movement going on from a lot of individuals talking about a Great Reset or a Great Awakening of a spiritual movement all around the world, with people, that's a whole other rabbit hole there of higher vibrations, people getting connected with God, that sort of thing. But no matter whether you're looking at it from a religious standpoint or from either spectrum of the political standpoint, everybody's talking about this Great Reset, this great awakening, where something's going to happen. The question is who's going to prevail? Is it going to be the other side with this reset, with more government control in a socialist utopia globally, or is it going to be the Great Reset to expose the global corruption and to get back to politics at the local level and allow things to actually even out for the American people and for others around? That's going to be the interesting conversation to have once it actually happens, if it actually happens.
I believe the latter part of your statement is where we're going to go. And I believe when we see things that are happening in Cuba, when you combine that with what we go back and look at what happened in Venezuela, 12 years for Venezuela to fall. 12 years for them to just disappear into the abyss of socialism and communism. And what we see what's happening in Cuba today, more people's eyes are open to that, at least here. Greg, I can sense you now wanting to jump in. Go for it. You got a couple minutes.
Well,
as you well know, because you're watching the clock.
Yeah, we're getting pretty close here. I don't want to take up too much time, but I am more of the, while I understand the what Andy is speaking about, and I am a fan of shutting down the Federal Reserve, what we need to do is get back to a more stable monetary currency backer, where we either have gold as our backer for our currency. We're not just printing to where we have decades, if not, 100 years before we can get back square with our dollar actually being representative of a dollar.
Well, getting back on the gold standard, that's a conversation that would occur over a 3 to 4 hour program every day for a good solid month. I wish we had the time to go into that, because I don't disagree with you on a lot of that. And that's actually a quite popular theory out there right now. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Fun conversation. When we come back, I want to take you to a couple more gun related issues. Chipman, where are we with that nomination with Chipman? What's happening? Dick Durbin had some telling comments. What does that mean? We'll talk about it when we come back. Don't go away.
As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15 style rifles, AR style pistols, bolt action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the Venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR Biggest Finest Revolvers and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right. The Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey guys, it's Mark, and you know, from listening to the program, you're very well aware that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business, but what you didn't know is there are now over 6 million registered users. 6 million registered users. Think about that for a second. And it gets better, because those 6 million registered users can view over 1 million items listed every single day. 1 million items every single day. I promise that what you can't find on your store shelves, you can find at GunBroker.com, and you will. It's real simple to register. Visit GunBroker.com today to get started. 100% free, always will be.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believe in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today. This segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Daniel Defense. Visit DanielDefense.com. Now, back to the show.
Don't just visit Daniel Defense. I want you to go check out Daniel Defense, no doubt. But make sure to visit all of our partners. They make all of this conversation possible every single day. Lead Slinger's Whiskey. Visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com. Find a distributor near you. It's easy to do on their website. Tiger Light. My daughter is coming back, I think, late tomorrow. Her and her friend, two of the three of the girls that are out in Charleston for the week that they took out there, are having a blast, are protected by their Tiger Lights. Their Tiger Light Dad's defense alert device. Dad, defense alert device. These things are fantastic. GPS enabled. I get to see if there's an alert. Pray to God I don't see one, but if it does go off, I will know where they're at, and I can summon help, as others who are on their alert system can see as well. TigerLight.net. I think it's $105 after the discount. AAR-15. Go take advantage of that. That's why we offer these for you. X Insurance. What do I got to tell you about X? XInsurance.com. Go through my website for that, because we've got it directed at the portal there for you. So everything you need to know for what pertains to your freedom is there. And then you can go all over that website and check them out for all areas of your life, including your businesses, your toys, your fun, your lifestyle, etc. X has you covered. XInsurance.com. MyPillow. The promo code is AAR. CarArms. GunBroker.com. Free. It's easy. It's free. We make it simple for you. Please make sure to do that. North American Arms, DefenderCoffee.com, we talked about already. And of course, who did we miss? Did we miss anybody? North American Arms. I think we got them all in there. Good to go. Oh, Bursa. Don't stop. Forget Bursa. Andy Hoosier, welcome back, brother.
Always good, man.
Greg, where are we going here? I want you to, did you want to throw something in there before I move over to Durbin and put a squash in the last part of the conversation? All right, Dick Durbin. Dick Durbin, a partisan hack like no other. Andy, I think you would agree with me on that, would you not?
Just a little bit.
Okay. He is admitting that there are issues with Chipman's nomination. This news story is up on Armed American News. Please make sure to visit Armed American News. You will find nothing else like it. Senior Dem admits issues with Chipman's nomination. Senate Majority Whip Dick Durbin out of Illinois admitted publicly Monday, just a couple days ago, that there are a lot of issues, quote unquote, with Joe Biden's ATF nominee, David Chipman, according to a story published by Politico, which was where he was interviewed. The Senate has yet to do anything with his nomination. And let me put it this way, and then we'll take the conversation. I can promise you, I can guarantee you with every cent I have in my life, my business, everything, that if Majority Leader Schumer in the Senate had the vote, he'd already put it to the floor. Andy, go for it.
Yeah, I completely agree. They want to ram through as many as they possibly can. Their goal was to obstruct Trump nominations and to ram through theirs as quick as possible. They don't want to miss a beat. They know that Joe Biden's time is limited. They know that midterms are coming up next year, and they know that they're going to lose a majority in both chambers of Congress next year for 2022. They are desperate to get in people as quickly as possible. So the fact that it's taken this long and the fact that they're trying to get a vote going and they're trying to talk to the guy, they know that they have a very difficult time doing so, or else it would have been done already, because they want to ram through this agenda as quick as possible. So they're kind of in a state of desperation right now. They kind of want to figure out a way to maneuver, which it's almost, I think, to the point now where they're deciding whether it's worth investing more time in this nomination to try and get a good vote and try and win people over based on dealing behind closed doors, or they scrap the guy and get somebody else that's quote-unquote a little bit more moderate, that's a little bit easier to ram through, and then get it done in the next couple weeks.
And who in the world, I mean, look at this nomination, akin to Trump nominating Alan Gottlieb or Wayne LaPierre or somebody or me for ATF. I mean, come on. All right. The left would be going absolutely satellite radio moment words crazy if something like that were to happen. And a staunch pro-gun rights activist who spent their entire career working to advance the Second Amendment were nominated. I'm pretty sure you would agree with that, right?
Yeah. I mean, this is...
Then who else could they put up that would be more moderate? Where would they go into their moderate bag?
Well, I don't think they would. They'd try somebody at extreme again, because that's who's running the administration.
They think this guy's moderate. You see, this is how you got to look at the spectrum. It's completely subjective. Now, by the way, let me jump... I got to jump ship here for something else. I've seen enough about this. You know, everybody's ragging on Bezos. You see him going up in space and all this stuff. Let me tell you something. If you want to be a multi-gob billionaire, zillionaire, then be one and quit your complaining. America makes it possible. You can do the same thing, okay? And if you can't, don't blame Bezos because he was smarter than you. You know, I get sick and tired of people attacking capitalism and attacking the generation of wealth in this nation. This is the only country on earth, unless you're a Russian oligarch and you steal your stuff, but this is the only nation on earth where you can come to this country and build wealth, incredible wealth in this nation. Bezos didn't do anything wrong getting rich. You might not like his tactics, and the left certainly goes after it and everything else. But you know what? If you want to grow up and be a spaceship builder guy and be a billionaire, then do it. All right, I'm off my soapbox on that. I had to go there. It has nothing to do with what we're talking about. I just saw a couple deals. Annoying markets coming up. Greg, do you want to comment on that? Go ahead.
No, I'm excited to see the space race, but sometimes you have these billionaires that are a little too eccentric for my taste, but I am happy to see this kind of progress happen, because I think it's something that will affect in a good way future generations, whether it's space travel between planets and the moon or in Earth, or whether it's scientific discoveries that allow us to travel faster here on the planet. So I'm happy to see these things.
Well, I saw Bezos being attacked. I forget who it was. It was a Republican congressman who tweeted out the guy who killed bookstores.
Oh, well.
Okay. All right. Well, look, the guy created Amazon selling books out of his garage.
That guy's
mad. And if he created a better way, come on, man. Look, this is America. When you create a business, we can say the same thing about Walmart killing mom and pop businesses. All right. This is capitalism. These ideas, then build a better idea. That's what happens in this country. It's not easy, or I should say it's not hard, to defend capitalism. It's easy to do it when it is this system and this nation that has bettered the world more than any nation in the history of this planet. Andy, you want to jump in there before I quickly go to Washington State Sheriff's Association really fast?
Yeah, I got to say, I talked about it on the show yesterday, too, and you're right. I mean, that's the beauty of capitalism. You can get to be that wealthy to do whatever the heck you want to do. I will be critical of one point, though, with Jeff Bezos going up to space, which, you know, all the power to him. He's got the money
global
to do
warming.
To try and find global warming. But he's wanting to try and commercialize space travel, too, which is really cool. So kudos to him on that. My question is it really worth the ROI, the return on investment? Is it really worth the value of going up for an 11-minute trip and being gravity-free for 3 whole minutes. I mean, how much money did you spend to build that entire rocket ship for an 11-minute trip? That's my issue. I hope it gets better.
I'll tell you.
It gets more mainstreamed, but come on, man.
No, I appreciate that comment. This is something we could talk about all day long, but I will say this. If you're a billionaire complaining about global warming and you're riding around in your spaceship, get your priorities in a row, okay? All right. The irony, that's not lost on us. OK, so stay in your lane when it comes to that. Stay in your lane. You know, these guys are on rocket ships. And yeah, I mean, I have no problem with that. None. You can make that kind of money in this country. God bless you for doing it. If you're an athlete that can make $70 million a year because you're good at what you do, I understand where that money comes from. It's not robbing Peter to pay you. This is not a zero sum game. I get it. And I love capitalism, and God bless them. We're trying to do it here, for crying out loud. I hope you're trying to do it instead of complaining about it and trying to act like a victim. Go out and make something out of your life. Angry Mark pops out right before we split. I do apologize. And I'm sure Annoying Greg is having some fun. And Andy Hoosier, always a pleasure, brother. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, KQAM, Wichita's big talker, one of our greatest affiliates and one of our greatest friends in Andy Hoosier. Thank you, Andy, for everything you do. Greg, great program today. Thanks for running the boards for us and production behind the scenes. We're going to get up and do it again tomorrow because they don't want us to. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day. We will see you on these radios.
Just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance
on the Armed American Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive 3-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines 2 layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact gel made from U.S. soybeans. My 3-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit mypillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.